This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What does it take to improve maternal health for everyone? It takes a new model of care for mothers and babies. It takes deeper connections in patients' communities and comprehensive care before pregnancy and far beyond. It takes Philadelphia's only hospital exclusively dedicated to women and families to reinvent maternal health care and improve outcomes for all women. It takes Temple Health.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
8:45, quarter till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL. If it wasn't this, it'd be something else with city government. J.P. Morrell joins us, New Orleans City Council member, who is a council member at large and sits on a budget committee. How you doing, J.P.?
Tommy, how are you?
I'm okay. Tell me about this street thing and $800 million. What the heck's going on?
So what has happened is, because of tremendous mismanagement by the Cantrell administration in the first term, of all of the money that we had allocated for streets and infrastructure, we are running out of money sooner rather than later. And at the council meeting yesterday, when the administration proposed how it wanted to spend the remaining money on limited projects, they hadn't consulted with any of the district council members over which streets needed to be done. It seemed like they kind of just picked which streets they wanted to do out of the hat. And it led to a lot of conflict because, obviously, those district council members, they're the ones fielding the complaints from the communities. They know which streets, if there's not enough money to get it done, they know which streets should be the priorities. And, as usual, the administration kind of did its own thing, and it led to chaos.
All right. So let me get back to where the money came from. It was post-Katrina. They talked about the water collapsing the streets, collapsing the pipes, which led to the settlement, correct? Am I right? Or I remember
correct. It's commonly referred to as the JIRR money, but it's the settlement money from that. And as you know, that was done when Mary Landrieu was senator. It began under Mitch Landrieu's administration. He was kind of doing streets systematically. There was some concern he was going too slow. Mayor Cantrell comes in. They open up all the streets. They wholly mismanaged that program, and all those streets that were opened haphazardly, they all ran way over budget. So the administration before I was on the council, they overspent on basically kind of crappy work, and they spent the money down so quickly that when a Mr. Threat came in who replaced Mr. Ramsey in the second term, tried to get a handle on how badly they had misspent the money, but the cat was already out of the bag and they'd already overspent on kind of subpar work. And now we're dealing with trying to finish some token amount with the remaining money. And it's going to leave a lot of people very unhappy. A lot of people who were promised new streets for years, they're never going to get their street done.
All right, now hang on, Freddie. Let me ask you. We started with, I'm just kidding. We started with $2 billion, right?
Right.
So this is not money that they spent all of that $2 billion, but spent it in a haphazard manner, or is a time frame running out where they're going to lose the money if they don't spend?
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy!
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
If you love your phone, but not your carrier, just switch to T-Mobile. You can keep your phone, keep your number, and we'll help pay it off up to $800 per line. You can also use our savings calculator to compare our plans and streaming benefits against Verizon and AT&T. So, switch and keep your phone, keep your number, and keep more of your moolah at T-Mobile.com.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported in 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Because they didn't spend it quickly enough. That's what I'm confused about.
It's the former. When Mayor Landrieu was doing the streets, there was a concern that his deliberative way of doing it, we weren't spending it fast enough. Mm-hmm. And so during first term Mayor Cantrell, they chose to spend it faster. And by faster, that meant, as you may recall, in that first 4 years, it seemed like every other street was open and not work wasn't being done on it. Mm-hmm. So as those streets were mismanaged, as those projects ran beyond deadline, as you know, when construction work takes longer, it gets more expensive, right? So all those streets cost more money than they should have. And as those first streets that the administration opened up went higher and higher in cost, we had less money on the back end. And so with the remainder of the money we have our hands on currently, there is not enough to get to the backlog of streets that were promised at the beginning of the project to get done. And to add insult to injury, as the administration was trying to triage what money they had left, they did not consult with the district council members, who are the ones that are fielding all of the street complaints and who know those neighborhoods they represent best and should have had input on. This should be a priority street, not this street, because this street has more traffic for the like. You know what I mean? Like, basically, mm-hmm. And what it means is we don't necessarily agree with the administration on which streets will finally get this last chunk of money. And kind of to also add insult to injury, they said, but hey, we're gonna put a little bit of money in this bond issuance we want to put before voters in the fall. If you vote for it, you can get a little more money for streets, but you're not really going to have input in that either. And the meeting kind of went sideways.
8:50, 10 till 9. Let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back. Talking to J.P. Morrell about the city now saying that they're $800 million short to fix the streets. And I think maybe we'll address it when we come back with what would have been the proper way to do it to avoid where we are. And also, what is it going to mean now that we are where we are, and what's it going to actually look like around the city? If you have any questions or comments, 504-260-1870, Traffic Now, WWL. 8:55, 5 till 9, J.P. Morrell, our guest, New Orleans City Council member, talking about $800 million short when it comes to fixing the streets out of $2 billion that maybe was squandered. J.P., I got to ask, just to be fair and accurate, did prioritization of certain streets for the Super Bowl have anything to do with this at all?
I don't think so. I mean, when you look at the amount of money that was used, I mean, if you're talking about as far as, like, was work suspended in other parts of the city, I mean, that's possible. When you're talking about money spent, not really. I mean, when you look at the numbers we got from the Super Bowl, I mean, I think I want to say it was $10 million was spent on the Super Bowl as far as doing road work, or some of that road work had some overlap with it. So, no, I mean, what we're seeing right now is not a a challenge with timing, we're seeing that the amount of money available has shrunk substantially. So, I mean, it was admitted by the administration, or at least not disputed by the administration yesterday, that there was, when the council repeatedly brought up mismanagement of the first tranche of money, but prior to Mr. Threat taking control, no one said we were wrong, and we prompted them several times saying, does anyone disagree with us? And everyone kind of sheepishly shook their head. I mean, if you look at just...
Go ahead.
If you just look at where we were at the end of the Landrieu administration and where we were at the beginning of this term, the second term of the Cantrell administration, a tremendous amount of money was spent with not a lot of work product.
Real quick, somebody texted in, said, my street near the break of levee is on complete redo list. Does this mean I will not get a new street in Lakeview?
It's possible. I mean, the what I will tell you is, and it was on the council presentation yesterday, and I'll see if I can get it posted on socials, but just because you were on the list, they produced to us a new list, and that new list is significantly shorter. And there are tremendous people that were on the list for new streets that will never get a street from this pot of money. Now, there is an argument that was made, well, listen, we're going to put $25 million per district in the bond issuance, but even the Public Works admitted $25 million when it comes to street work and a backlog is really not that much.
All right, so, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this.
Yeah, go ahead.
When it comes to the $2 billion that FEMA gave the city for the hurricane damage, is it accurate to say that some of the streets that prompted that grant are not going to be fixed and others would have gotten fixed or partially fixed, and the ones that were the reason for the grant will not be even looked at?
Honestly, Tommy, I can't answer that question because I can't draw that line one-to-one. I mean, is it possible? It's possible. I mean, the argument that was made to us yesterday is all the streets that had all their documents in and were prepared to go were prioritized, but we didn't get any evidence that they were prioritized by the state of the street. You see what I'm saying? Like, they were like, these projects had all their ducks in a row, so they went, and we prioritized the last bit of money, the projects that were in the best position, but they didn't present any correlation that determination was the actual status, like bad the street was.
Let me let you wrap this up with 20 seconds. To me, this screams, we won't know the damage of this administration for years to come, but it's going to be a lot of damage in terms of holding the city back. Is that inaccurate?
Yes, and I think what we need is the next administration needs to be completely... You're accurate. Next administration needs to be completely transparent and finally have a more robust way of following road work in real time. Because had we been doing that, we all would have caught this sooner.
Thank you, JP. Appreciate it. I think the legacy of Latoya Cantrell is going to be, man, the city's going to have lost 8 years and then still be paying this back years from now.
Survivor 48 is here, and after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.